Vashon Repertory Theater, Vashon Center for the Arts, and Voice of Vashon present Home, a series of short radio plays for our time. The first play is The Reincarnation of Aunt Ratana by Jermaine Shames, directed by Samantha Sherman, and starring Ming Montgomery as Molly, Emily Bruce as Kate, and Mick Coleman as Mung Bean.
I fed Mung Bean.
Tuna or liver?
Liver. I think he prefers tuna.
Yeah. Did he kind of raise one nostril?
Exactly. The nostril thing. And then he narrowed his eyes like he had me in his sights and would not blink until he'd received a formal apology.
Reminds me of my aunt.
I don't remember you mentioning an aunt.
Ratana, her name is, sees right through people. The family stopped inviting her into their homes. Said her eyes were like two lasers invading their souls.
We'll have to have her over sometime.
She's gone now. Never left her village in Thailand. I met her only once on a family vacation. But the stories.
What kind of stories?
Folk tales, I guess you'd call them. Ratana had, I know it sounds crazy, but she had what today might be called superpowers. At least, that's what people who knew her believe.
What do you believe?
I've heard firsthand accounts, but never gave them much thought until... Don't you find it odd how Mung Bean listens in on our conversations?
What else would he be doing?
Chasing mice, clawing apart family keepsakes, cat stuff. Hey, boy, chill!
So he's a little weird. Where are you going with this?
Do you remember our visit to the cat shelter? How you were drawn to that Siamese calico blend with the elegant neck?
We both were.
But then I got all queasy and had to sit down.
And we ended up in front of Mung Bean's cage.
And he cocked his head and poked his paw through the chain link.
And did the nostril thing.
There's something I never told you. I'd seen Mung Bean before.
At the shelter?
In a dream. Not long before we brought him home.
What sort of dream?
I heard a scratching sound at our front door, and when I opened it, Mung Bean was there, wreathed in white light. Neither of us moved. We barely breathed. The light expanded to engulf us both, and somehow I knew we'd never been strangers, that we were linked karmically.
You've lost me.
Remember we once spoke about reincarnation?
Vaguely?
Then it shouldn't surprise you that my Aunt Ratana has come back as a cat.
Mung Bean? A witch?
A mofi, more like a witch doctor.
Right.
I haven't told you about the second dream. There was the same scratching at the door, but this time, when I answered it, Aunt Ratana was crouching on the doorstep. I recognized her by the signature scowl on her crinkled face. Before I could invite her in, she said, "I never much liked cats." It seemed an odd thing to say, but given her reputation, it was then I noticed that she had grown long, silvery claws. She caught me looking at her and clucked her tongue.
And then?
I woke up. My heart was beating so hard, I thought my ribs would splinter.
Your aunt had grown claws? Why would she become the very thing she detested?
To work off bad karma. It was her choice.
Right. And coming home from the shelter with a bad karma cat? Was that our choice?
Either that or a spell. Aunt Ratana was big on spells. Of course, now that Auntie inhabits a cat's body, her powers could manifest differently. But in her village, people went to her for exorcisms.
Isn't this all a bit...
You don't believe me!
Of course I do! I just assumed we were on the same page when it came to esoteric Eastern teachings that have no proven basis in science.
The proof is right in front of us. You said so yourself. This is no ordinary cat.
Okay, so he can be kind of imperious.
Imperious fits Aunt Ratana to a T.
Rescue animals, let's not forget, have a history.
Aunt Ratana could recount lifetimes dating back to the Ice Age.
Mung Bean displays a range of behaviors, many of which, granted, can seem uncannily human.
Exactly.
But don't necessarily make him an ornery reincarnated exorcist. Even if he were, is it unreasonable of me to want an innocuous little furball to curl up with on the sofa when you're busy painting?
Have I been neglecting you?
Doesn't it creep you out? The thought of a witch doctor from another time and place eavesdropping on our conversations, watching us day and night? This is our home, after all, our marriage. Not some contrived paranormal reality show.
I hadn't thought of it that way. Aunt Ratana, creepy as she may be, is family.
So is my gun-crazed white supremacist Uncle Harold. You don't see me inviting him to live with us, do you?
Boundaries, huh?
I knew you'd understand.
I suppose we could ask her to leave. There is a ritual. First, we light a candle. Then we stand to either side of Mung Bean and move our hands above his third eye in a circular motion while we exhort the gods to release Aunt Ratana's spirit from Mung Bean's body. Out! Out, spirit! Leave this cat and go free!
Out, spirit! Out!
Sabati!
What does that mean?
I'm wishing the spirit well.
Sabadi! Take care of yourself out there.
Oh, she's going. Quick, open the window. Shoo, Sabadi. Okay, you can close it now. She's gone.
Almost seems too easy. Still, it's nice, isn't it? You, me, and Mung Bean, our own little family again.
Yeah. Very nice.
Whew, all this excitement. But we're good, right?
Good. Yeah.
Sure could use a nap.
Join you in a few. That little charade just now. Ticked off at me, huh, Ratana? I wouldn't blame you. All these stories people tell about you. To be honest, I didn't believe a word of them. Yet here you are. I should never have doubted. But to come back as a cat, well, it will have to be our little secret. Good night, Auntie. You're home now.
Many thanks to the Northwest Playwrights Alliance, Michael Golan Johnson, Amy Broomhall, and Gabriel Dawson for sound effects, Susan McCabe as stage manager, Kendra Phillips for dramaturgy, and for the closing song, Home, by Kat Eggleston.
Would you go if you could? Back over years long past to a house that stood by gray water on green grass, and the age you are, your folks were then. The kitchen table was level with your chin. If someone gave you the power, would you go home? take if you could? A single hour or day from the hard to the good. What do you think you'd say? The bedtime book, the birthday cake, your mother's gift, your dad's mistake. If someone gave you the power, would you go home? Would you find, if you could, who might have dropped the ball? Was it blows or words? One fall, if you had the chance to get revenge, would you take the sword or make amends? If someone gave you the power, if someone gave you the power, would you go home?